This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Who came along for the ride? Hey, you can't come inside.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
CRTV.com is the amazing operation they got. Everybody from the great one, Mike Levin, to Eric Bolling, to Gab McGinnis, to Stephen Crowder, to you name it. Glad they're out there. Glad we're out here. Yeah. Glad DrugReport.com is out there. Thank God for him. Get Off My Lawn is his show on there. And this shorter segment, I want to get into Tommy Robinson. You're going to visit him. He could be in jail as early as tomorrow. Again, we'll talk about that next segment, what a patriot is and what he's facing. But you were talking about during the break the threat of me being taken off PayPal, Jihad Watch being banned by Visa. I mean, this is Mark of the Beast level, total control level stuff. I mean, this is the authoritarianism of this. And you made another good point on top of that about airlines. So speak to that.
Well, my understanding is that Delta refuses to transport ICE guys that have a detainee that are taking back an illegal immigrant. So that's an example of a group not allowed on an airline. If I was to go to a comedy club, I guarantee you in New York, I'd be tapped on the shoulder and asked to leave. Ted Cruz and all these other conservatives can't eat at restaurants. We can't use Visa. We can't go on these platforms. So it used to sound crazy to say soon utilities will be denied, but I guarantee you hotels are next. And soon after that, it's going to be providers, cell phone providers that, you know, the social justice warriors have gone mainstream and they are fascists. They are socio-fascists and they have their paramilitary wing, the Antifa, and they are out there to enforce tyranny. We're really living in a dictatorship.
And let's be clear, you're right, they're the new royalty. Big tech, with big media, with the Hollywood, with now the airlines and transportation, saying we're going to deny service to the government, we're going to have a resistance that doesn't even follow the law and tries to block the president. This is really their own form of corporate martial law to block Trump. I mean, we have the rogue government and the rogue corporations. 76% of the kids don't even have parents with them. So we get their ID, try to fly them back to where they're from, and the airlines won't even do it.
And, you know, the crazy part about all this is we have the king. We have the king. Trump is in the castle with his armor on, and we go, King Trump, can you do something about this? And he goes, I'm killing as many as I can. He's got his sword out going, I'll get to you. This is insanity. And we go, we're over here, too. It's nuts, King. I mean, draining the swamp.
I agree. You've only killed 10,000 of the enemy. Hard. Get up off your ass and do more, Trump.
Yeah. I thought after the election that the insanity would stop, but it's just been ramped up. 100%.
That was my question. How crazy does it go? Because I asked you 2 years ago, what is peak SJW insanity? And it's only getting more insane.
I'm going to put plywood on my windows after the midterms, and I'm going to be on a boat with my family because hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. And these beta males and these lunatics, the ones we saw dancing in front of Mike Pence's house, like he cares who dances, these lunatics are going to pop a gasket. You thought the first election was bad. There's going to be literally riots, fire on the streets. It's going to look like Ferguson all over again with Antifa stabbing fire hoses. You don't want to be downtown when Trump gets reelected, when Trump gets reelected.
Wow. Gavin, what is your gut level prediction? I mean, I think if there's a fair election, we're going to have a red wave. What do you think?
I think that after the meltdown, they've got to calm down, right? You know, like when you take video games away from your kids, they have that hysterical sort of 10 minutes where they can't believe what's happened. And then eventually you'll see them, they sort of dry their eyes and they're drawing a picture or reading a magazine. Like, surely the temper tantrum has to have an expiration date on it. How long can you deny reality for? I mean, they're at the point now where they want to impeach Pence because they're so sure that Trump is done for. It's like a crazy ex-girlfriend who boils your bunnies.
Exactly. And it'd be okay if Hillary was like Wonder Woman and was a good person and free market and everybody loved her and then she lost, we're bummed out. Hillary's this monster demon, she loses, and they act like it's the end of the world. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
McGinnis, one of the top stars over at CRTV.com, is with us. I'm Alex Jones, with the most panned broadcast in the world, Infowars.com and Newswars.com. And he's about to fly to London, England to talk to Tommy Robinson, who is set to have another hearing. He was already released for 2.5 months for contempt of court covering a mass Islamic pedophile ring hearing that he had first exposed 10 years ago. So he's just there saying it's happening, and no judge, no jury looked at any evidence. The judges said you go right to prison. He lost 30-something pounds. And Gavin McGinnis has got some great points on this, but he thinks he's going to be sent back to prison. I'll be talking to Tommy this afternoon, and so a lot more on that front. So tell us what's coming up with that, because, hey, you're getting doxxed, you're getting banned on Twitter, you're getting attacked, I'm getting attacked, but at least we're not getting sent to prison like you do in the UK if you talk about how part of radical Islam is the keeping of young girls as sex slaves. That's done all over the world in Islamic countries.
It is very possible that on Thursday, Tommy Robinson is sentenced to death for blaspheming Islam. That is who is in control in that country. Oh, look, I got a call. Shall I answer it?
Go ahead.
Yeah, this could be one of the... Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, man, what's going on?
Nothing. I sent you a screenshot of who it was that posted your number. I'm actually a fan. I just called to let you know what's on your...
Oh, okay. I'm on InfoWars. I thought it would be an enemy. You know, the enemies are a lot more interesting than the fans. I don't like... The fans want selfies, and they want to say you rock. And since this went mainstream, I'm getting a lot of compliments. That's not as interesting as these commies saying, capitalism is doomed. But anyway, sorry, to go back to Tommy.
No, but now that your phone's public, I mean, right now, everybody call in who wants to death threat us. You know, there's the phone, or you want to tell us how our wee-wees are small and how you're anti-racist because you said it. So any weird white soy boys that have half-inch wee-wees that are mad that we have 7-inch ones, you can call in right now, because that's literally what they call you about, right? They're obsessed with their tiny soy pee-pees.
Yeah, they keep talking about black people and sex and penises and stuff. It's depraved. It's always a mirror with the left. Every time they get really vitriolic, you get to see inside their mind and you realize you are the racist, sexist, homophobe, blah, blah, blah.
Well, did you hear another professor got fired out in California for saying that women do not have genitalia, men's genitalia?
I just thought, what's a gynecologist supposed to do when he's presented with male genitalia? And this woman says, all right, what should I do here? And he's got to say, well, you have some serious issues, because that looks a lot like a penis.
Did you hear in the UK, they have men coming with beards, in fact, one article, quite large male genitals, and they order the nurses. This isn't sexual assault, though. Made up 36 years ago, Kavanaugh falls on a bed. That's rape. But when they go into the National Health Service, and they get up in stirrups, they've ordered the female nurses and male nurses to do pap smears on men's genitals. Of course, it's impossible. Men don't have a cervix, but this is the new mental illness. You know, in 1984, O'Brien just wants him to say 2 + 2 equals whatever I want. But in this world, we have to literally have a man get up in stirrups and say, do my pap smear.
Your ovaries are doing really badly. I can't find them. They look like vas deferens. But anyway, let me get back to Tommy.
Tommy Robinson.
So contempt of court is usually a slap on the wrist. It's basically jaywalking in Britain. He was thrown away for 13 months in solitary confinement. But if he gets sent, and now he's being resentenced. I have no idea why you get to retry someone, but they're doing that. If he is sent to prison on Thursday, he will be killed beyond a shadow of a doubt. So that would be the death sentence for contempt of court, whereas the previous worst thing they had for contempt of court in Britain was something like a 400-pound fine that the guy refused to pay, and they said forget about it. So you're essentially seeing a man get sentenced to death for a crime as bad as jaywalking, and the truth of it is it comes down to blaspheming Islam. Now, you can say whatever you want about Christianity. You can have Jesus decapitated and dance around in Trafalgar Square. No one cares. But you say something bad about Islam in Britain, or you make a pedophile uncomfortable, boom, death penalty.
And if people watch the video they're watching on TV when he got arrested for just covering the trial outside, which everybody else was doing, the police look like they're so satisfied. They're just relishing it. And the judge came to the window and laughed and giggled and pointed. I mean, these people are the scum of the earth. When the left gets the police power, look out, you get Mao Zedong.
Isn't that the monarchy in a nutshell? The king, or the some magistrate looking down from the top tower of the castle, looking down at the plebes getting arrested for defying the king and smiling. How did we go back in time? Do we got to break out the pitchforks again?
This is serious because, you know, the problem with conservatives and libertarians like us is we're tough. We like a fight. So every level of tyranny, we just get used to it and fight it. But it is getting really high level. I mean, it's getting to the point where they basically declared martial law in the deep state against Trump. And so what does he do to block them when they're totally mutinous?
Well, you know, you and I can take it. We're tough. They're going after families now. They're going after kids. This drag queens reading to kids isn't just a colorful person reading a book. The agenda there is, I can't take on Alex and Gavin. They fight back too much. Let me go for a four-year-old, and I'll spread my propaganda on a child, my Marxist crap on them, and they're not a worthy adversary. That's much simpler for them. They really have no morals. I mean, they're,
and by the way, these
like
aren't good-looking drag queens. Why do all the ones they push on kids weigh 400 pounds and dress it up in monster Halloween costumes? When I was a kid, I was scared of clowns. These are the most satanic-looking clowns I've ever seen.
They are clowns. I never knew how to... I mean, I live in New York City. There's drag queens everywhere. And you'd be at a party and there's a drag queen there. And I've even heard gay people say, I don't know how to talk to them. Like, are you still your character? Can we talk about the weather? Or does everything have to be in character? It's like being at a Halloween party and Frankenstein is always going, like, when do we talk about anything but...
Well, I mean, these people look like hideous clowns. I don't dislike somebody, a man that wants to dress like a woman, or if somebody is an adult, wants to take chemicals to change, whatever. They always say, oh, you're anti-LGBT because you don't want three-year-olds having obese people in clown outfits. I mean, that would scare the hell out of me when I was 3 years old, Gavin. It scares me now. I mean, look at that.
And the
holy hell. That looks like one of the creatures from Power Rangers, one of the demons that goes, Power Rangers, I will destroy you. Power Rangers. Sorry, go ahead.
This talk about gay and straight is talk about sexuality. I don't want you talking to my three-year-old about sexuality. Pro, against, gay, straight, any of that stuff. Why are they talking about sex? The gay march isn't, I'm proud of my heritage, my culture. I'm proud of the fact that gays are good at design and fashion and organizing furniture in your house. The gay pride parade is about sex. I'm proud of the sex I have. And this drag queen thing is inexorably linked to sexuality.
And you don't take your three-year-old to a gay pride parade.
I don't take my children, my toddlers, to anything sexual. Not even a rom-com. It's none of their business. It's not their world.
Well, listen, they had these big tranny events of last year and this year in Austin, the drag queen festivals, and it's three-year-olds walking up and putting money in fat men's G-strings, shaking their asses in kids' face. If I went to a strip bar and I saw an adult there with a three-year-old putting money in a woman's G-string, I'd be just as offended. This is sexualization of children. These people are amazingly twisted.
Look at the set of standards we have to live up to and the set of standards they don't have to live up to. Kavanaugh may have had a rude sexual encounter in high school 34 years ago. Let's pillory him and charge him with rape for the rest of his life. He's the rapist. Then you have their world where they got rapists all over the place. You got Mika Rhodes, Luke Kuhn in Antifa, multiple sexual assaults. This guy, the progressive punk, he's a serial rapist. And they just go, well, you know, sexuality is fluid. Who knows what's going on with that story? They let themselves literally get away with murder. And we can't fart without capitulating, without these apologies that sound like they're from BDSM, where they say, what I did was inexcusable and unforgivable. It's clown.
Well, yeah, it's like the left pushes 50 Shades of Grey that could get people into really dangerous lifestyles. And so they're into all this weird mutilation, you name it. But then, oh my God, Kavanaugh rolled around on a bed. Even if it's true, it's the end of the world. It's insanity is what it is.
Well, the big picture here is obviously they're not playing fair. They're moving the goalposts. So let's stop playing. They don't want to discuss things. The right is so naive when they go, well, if we could just get the truth to them, we could convince them. I've been dealing with these guys on the phone for the past 24 hours talking to them. All they want to do is scream epithets and try to hurt your feelings. There's no interest.
I'll tell you why. Because it's like 1D. You're just this object for them to LARP on. It's not real world. Gavin McGinnis, CRTV.com. Another one of the evil deplorables is being censored.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with life-change tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
McGinnis of CRTV.com's got to go. He's got to jump on an airplane and go interview Tommy Robinson before he could be back in prison tomorrow. Yes, he got out because the judge didn't even hear evidence. Within 1 hour, he was sent directly to prison, 2.5 months. And so we're here having fun, talking about being doxxed, being demonized, being attacked, because we're cheery about it. But this is really very, very serious. And you were saying some really great things about Tommy during the break. So we got distracted, on the people calling your doxxed phone. Let's spend some time, a few minutes here on Tommy.
Well, the thing about Tommy is when you see him and you hear about him, you go, oh, it must be like Braveheart to meet him. He must be this sullen warrior like Bill the Butcher who just sits there and goes, your name's Amsterdam, I'm New York. But he's not like that at all. He's a giggly little elf who's constantly laughing and playing pranks and stealing your beer and giggling. The guy is constantly giggling. Now, someone messes with him and he just knocks them out instantly with a perfect left hook. But the person himself, it's just such an enjoyable, fun guy whose kids adore him. He's always making them laugh. And the fact that they are going to murder him because he's not politically correct just shows how sinister the state can be. And that's a canary in a coal mine, by the way. We're not far from that.
And the Islamists say they're going to kill him in prison, and they did starve him. He did lose 35 pounds. When I saw him come out of jail, and he went on Tucker Carlson. He was trying to get on my show, but they'd taken his phone, so he didn't have my number anymore, or he would have already been on, and he's since been on. He looked like he was like had that prisoner of war look to him in only 2.5 months, so I'm really worried about this.
If he's not, I haven't talked to him much since he got out, but if he's lost his humor and they broke him and he's sad now or just mean, that will make me real mad. I'm going to blow a gasket. And I'm glad you brought up the whole thing about, oh, we've been banned and they did this to our social media. Meanwhile, we had 620,000 men die in the Civil War. Tommy is a real hero. The Civil War and both sides, they're the real heroes. They really understand sacrifice. We're just inconvenienced. We can afford to laugh at it. But I think it's important, and I'm glad you did this, to separate Tommy from us and say that this is another level. Here, he will be killed. They threw boiling water on him the previous time he was incarcerated.
With bleach.
And he managed to deke it out and take the guy down.
And there's a video of him taking on 9 Antifa guys, and he's a little guy. They're big guys. They're just true villains. And all that Antifa will attack women. They'll attack children. And they're proud of it. They just have no honor, Gavin. There's something missing.
I've never seen one of them punch someone dead in the face straight on. It's always from behind. It's always through a crowd. There's no honor there. There's no chivalry. And one thing I wanted to mention earlier, by the way, 50% of these texts I'm getting are white genocide, 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 genocide. And I thought it was ironic because, first of all, genocide is a very rare and bizarre thing. It's very esoteric. I've never met anyone who wants genocide. We had it with Milosevic, I guess. We had ethnic cleansing in the Bosnian War, and we had it with Pol Pot and obviously Hitler and Stalin, but it is very esoteric. And the only time you really see it is with socialists. So isn't that ironic that all these socialists are talking about genocide, Meanwhile, they're the ones with the genocide all over the history books. They should be apologizing to us.
It really is incredible. And you see them with metal batons trying to kill people, and they get their ass knocked out, and then Twitter takes down the video saying, we're bullies. No, you're bullies getting put on your asses, and you can't stand it. Unbelievable. Gab McGinnis, thank you so much for spending time with us. Just lastly, I'm going to play this clip and get your take. It's up on InfoWars.com. It's the top story on DrudgeReport.com. Top resistance member admits he gets paid by higher-ups to sow the division, and it's Brian Krasenstein's stunning admissions caught on camera. Hey, this is with the guy that Twitter promotes the top under all of Trump's tweets. Here it is.
Or is that your job?
I have several businesses, but you know, the resistance is a really good group of people. It's spread throughout the country, probably throughout the world. I mean, it's just kind of, it's just what I enjoy spending my time doing. And of course we get paid, you know? Of course there's higher ups pay us.
So you're paid for this? It's not just like something you do because for your love of country?
Yeah, I mean, people pay us, they want us to help sow the division and to take over Trump's Twitter feed. When he makes a post, they want our tweets to be up there. They don't want other people to, like Trump supporters, to be seen in that.
And that's why they got rid of InfoWars comments that had thousands of, on every article, also based in San Francisco. The whole commenting system we were using, that was taken away because they don't want you to be able to meet. They don't want you to be able to talk. They don't want you to have any reassurance that other people think like you. They want you isolated and alone, just like Sean Parker said at Facebook. Their job was to isolate you, make you alone, and then have fake liberal bots that are your friends that slowly radicalize you, Gavin.
Well, you've been saying this forever, and it was called a conspiracy theory, but all a conspiracy means is that people are conspiring. And now it's been proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that people are conspiring. This guy is admitting he gets money from up top. That implies Soros to me. I've had nothing but hassle since I criticized Soros. Ezra Levant has had nothing but lawfare since he criticized Soros.
Me too.
You've had nothing but problems since you brought up these people conspiring. And conspiracy theory is just used as a negative term now. And they shut you down. You say, hey, are you guys conspiring? No. And you're shut down for asking. That seems unusual, doesn't it?
And then they have big tech meeting in secret to continue it. It's incredible. Well, we'll be watching CRTV.com, and we'll obviously play some clips here. When you talk to Tommy, he'll probably be on with us today or tomorrow as well. Got the big court case tomorrow. Be safe, Gab McGinnis.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Wow. I tell you, these are just crazy times. And we are separating here the level Tommy's at with the level we're at. But we're quickly going into that level of persecution, and I'm not happy about that. They talk about they go low, we go high. They've already gone to the very, very bottom, ladies and gentlemen. These are not liberals. These are authoritarian monsters. Now, listen, we do have three specials up at the same time right now because I haven't gotten rid of the X-Tube 25% off special. We have the new 40% off bestseller, Nootropic, Brain Force, plus now 20% more in each bottle. And the amazing Secret 12, pure, strong vitamin B12, methylcobalamin, and acetylcobalamin, if I'm saying it right. The two work together in unison. BuzzFeed even had our stuff tested and found it was the strongest, best vitamin B12 in the market. Because they said, oh, Jones's is okay. It was pure, but this is the best brand. Ours is private label from that, morons. So, plus, we found that we have the very best vitamin B12 on the market at the lowest price. I always enjoy all that blue in their face. And they're trying to shut us down. We have 8 business days left with PayPal as one of our main payment processors. So you might want to dump your PayPal wallets there at InfoWarsStore.com on water filtration, air filtration, non-GMO heirloom seeds, books, T-shirts, supplements, and help fund the InfoWars of protest and then cancel PayPal. And I've got a treat for PayPal the next few days as well. So I'll leave it at that. But expanding on all of that, last run of X2, I hope to get another deeper source. But with the oil company that gets us at 12,000 feet, I've not been able to make a deal. They keep jacking up the prices, so I broke the contract. And this is the last run of X2, the amazing good halogen. Hopefully we get a replacement. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And 50% off on Super Male and Super Female Vitality. That, too, went up in price. It's cold pressed. It's an amazing product. This is the last run of that as well. So get it while you still can. Stay with us.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, there's a reason they want InfoWars off the air, and it's because I've studied geopolitical systems since I was 10 years old because I just was attracted to it and got into history books and learned how they operate. And I'm able to make predictions that are spot on over and over again. Everybody knows that. And I can see pre-programming. But these predictions weren't hard. Last Tuesday, I did a live feed here. We put the clip up on real.video and on Infowars.com. And it had the headline that Alex Jones predicts Democrats are going to roll out more women, specifically three more after Ford. And I said one will be the weekend before the vote, and then one will be 2 days before the vote, and then another will be the night before the vote. Well, they've now, Anna Vetti said last night it'll be 48 hours. That'd be the night before the vote. So I lay 100% perfect prediction. And if I go into how I know it's fake and all the rest of it takes hours. That's what knowledge is. What wisdom is just so much. It'd take all day to explain it. But a lot of it's, they didn't bring out the stuff 6-7 weeks ago. They waited till the last minute. It's meant to fall apart. It doesn't matter. The next fraud covers the last fraud. But it's unraveling even faster. The seedy weirdo lawyer, Anna Vetti, locks Twitter, admits Kavanaugh accuser might not appear. This other one, he said, we're going to get into the definition of intercourse, of penetration, all these tantalizing points. Meanwhile, Kavanaugh's come out and said, I didn't have sex until in the middle of college. We're going to play a powerful clip here in a moment, also from Tucker Carlson with the interview and more. But this whole thing is unraveling very quick. Mike Adams is another big report. Bombshell. Christine Blasey Ford's letter to Senator Dianne Feinstein, revealed to be a total fake, contained 14 glaring errors that could only be committed by a poorly educated writer. So we're going to get into all of that as well. But this is a five-minute clip. We're going to post it to Infowars.com. I probably won't play all of it. But here I am last Tuesday, I guess that was the 19th, laying out exactly the exact, because I could just, I know how they operate. It's like, I even asked them, how do you always know this stuff? It's like, you just get the feel for these turds. Because you know phonies when you see it, and then you think, well, how have they done it in the past, and how will they try to cover the last fraud with the next fraud? Here it is. And so mark my words. There are more women who are either going to see this in the news and figure out that they went to the same town and the same school, the same area as Kavanaugh, that are going to have the memories, the snowball, the mockingbird effect. But they're not going to need to do that because they're getting contacted just like the sun came up this morning by the Washington Post, the New York Times, BuzzFeed, Think Progress, the Southern Poverty Law Center, the ADL, Media Matters. All of them are using data mining and are hounding and calling every woman in that town where Kavanaugh grew up. We'll be going over that here today. So how do you respond to that? You have to data mine. The Republicans have to, legally and lawfully, and they have to contact, because a bunch of the women are going to go, yeah, I got calls 6 weeks ago within days of him being the nominee. And they were really, really pushy. But I remember Brett being a great guy. They've obviously already contacted him. They got 65 women saying he's a real sport. But I guarantee you they've been contacted by the Democrats. You roll them out, it's game over. This woman has all the telltale signs of doing this for political gain. And if you know how they operate, they go through Democratic Party databases they've got of super activists, professors, operatives like this lady. And then they put out feelers to anyone that they can cross-reference that was the same age, lived in the same town as their target. I've gotten calls from dozens of former high school associates who didn't even really know me, may have talked to me, may have been in class with me, saying, hey, do you remember me? And I'm like, I barely do. The New York Times, the Washington Post, BuzzFeed is calling me. And then when I told them nothing but nice stuff, they called back and said, well, we'll do a big profile on you if you tell us something. And then closer associates that have actually worked around me, they start threatening them. Well, you're going to be in this piece. It's going to be very damaging to you unless you tell us. And so what they do is they then have law firms and media contact everyone in the database and say, wow, you went to school with Brett Kavanaugh, didn't you? And they lead them. Or you went to school with Alex Jones. I heard he was a pretty bad guy. And if they say, oh, no, he's a great guy, well, they'll go, well, thanks a lot, click. Oh, yeah, Brett Kavanaugh, he's terrible. Yeah. I went to school with him. Yeah, you didn't know that? Yeah, it's during the school annual, and you were 2 years younger than him. And you see how that works? And then now you're like, yeah, I remember. You know the Democrats are calling every woman that grew up in the same town as Kavanaugh, and they're contacting with databases of anybody that is a Hillary Clinton-loving, man-hating leftist like this man-hating leftist professor who's expunged her social records, covering all this up. They sit on it for 6 weeks until he's days out from confirmation vote next week. And then they drop this. Ladies and gentlemen, you know they've contacted a whole slew of women. And if I know their pattern, they're going to release one lady, let her get hit by the barbed wire, let it be criticized, and then boom, release another woman, and then another woman. And they're all going to be former Democratic Party operatives. They're all going to be the pussy hat wearers. They're all going to be the same very cut. And the key to Congress is getting ahead of this and demanding an investigation into who contacted them and swearing them in under oath and demanding discovery. You heard it here first. There will be more women in the next week and a half that come out ahead of the confirmation vote next week. And if the Republicans blink and have a bunch of show trial hearings and a bunch of virtue signaling, like different White House officials are now saying, Kavanaugh will not get confirmed. And there will be women coming forward and accusing every nominee that Trump brings forward, period. This is the strategy. This is how they create the snowball effect. The Democrats also, to come after me and Trump and others, we've confirmed it. They've admitted it. Media Matters a year ago leaked a document where they battle plan it. George Soros funds it. They will run a database of everybody you went to college with, high school with, or worked with. They have databases now, and they have groups that go back and get your annuals, get the names, and then run those through if you went to school pre-internet. So how do you respond to that? You have to data mine. The Republicans have to, legally and lawfully, and they have to contact, because a bunch of the women are going to go, yeah, I got calls 6 weeks ago within days of
okay, that's good. And by the way, whoever grabbed from me from hours on Tuesday and put this together did a great job. But what I'm really looking for, and this was great, I want the clips. I remember saying it, that they'll bring it out the weekend before the next woman. And then about 3 days before the final vote, they'll have another. And then they'll have another the night of or the day of the vote. So I know I said specifically what they're doing, but still, it's good enough what we got there. So. People need to learn. I don't just say this stuff, okay? I live this. This is all I do. I dream about this at night. All I do is study. I am totally immersed. And we know their operations. Now, when I come back, very powerful Tucker Carlson point. He's the smartest guy on Fox News. Hannity's great and very dynamic and wonderful and everything. But Tucker is the smartest person on Fox News. And he just goes right to the heart that no one else is pointing out except us. Where's the due process? Where's the innocent until proven guilty? The mantra by the Democrats, with me or anybody else, is we sue you, you're guilty. We have a Russia investigation, you're guilty. A woman says 36 years ago you did something, none of it adds up, none of the witnesses say you're telling the truth. It doesn't matter! Your life is ruined, Kavanaugh, because I'm a psychology professor with horrible ratings that everyone hates, who was a huge party tart in school, and there's no evidence I ever met you, but I say you are going to be destroyed. I say it. Your life's over. I rule Earth. My name's...
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamonds.
Gussie jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Trump was going to win the 2016 election. I told you that the New York Times algorithm that said 98% chance Hillary was going to win until Election Day was as phony as a plastic banana that met a $3 bill that had lunch with the Easter Bunny at the Tea Party in Alice in Wonderland. And the tablecloth was Obama's birth certificate. That's fake. So, pulling back from all this, we can sit here and be very positive about everything, but I knew how hysterical they were the last 3 months. And when they were saying Hillary 100% is invincible, she will be president, there were a whole bunch of big bot companies that can track with AI what you're saying and what you're doing in your text messages and your private messages on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. And they had experts culling all that. They also had all these real surveys going on by tech companies of their own people. And then real polls. Like the polls you see on the news are usually skewed by whoever pays for them. There's phony $3 bill, as I just said.
But you know they do real polls. They do internal polls. And they showed Trump with a 15-point lead. He dipped to like a 5-point lead on the first debate. And I talked to folks that had seen the polls. And I'm not at liberty to get into it, but I'm just going to stop right there. And that's when I went crazy. And Drudge linked to it, all of it, and said, Trump, you better get aggressive, buddy, or you're done. Whoever talked him into being nice to her at the first debate, not a good idea. He came out, said, you need to go to prison. You're a piece of filth. Here's the women. You know, you raped Bill Clinton. Boom, back to 15 points. Here's the problem. They've got illegals and people voting the names of dead folks everywhere in what, like 30-something states where Democrats had control. They're scared because Republicans have control of the majority of states now and are reversing that and bringing in voter motor ID, and you got to have a driver's license. Of course you got to have a driver's license. The Democrats are saying let illegals vote. Let people vote. In fact, I never played this last week. Pull it up. Democrats in speeches say vote early and vote often. Bill Clinton talked about that. So did Obama. So I want to be 100% clear. I go to the mall, and I like to go to a more working class slash middle class mall, because there's these malls in Austin that are like just too fancy for me. I like going to the old fashioned Barton Creek Mall where it's, you know, 110 degrees. So kind of walk the kids around, get some exercise, go eat, you know, go shopping a little bit. I get mobbed by Hispanics. The conservative families, the liberal families, the guys with tattoos and gold chains, mobbed. I mean, love me. Because they want America, they want free market, they want success, and they get being mavericks. Mobbed. Hispanics are my biggest fans in Austin. I've experienced it all over Texas. I mean, a little big town, I walk into some barbecue place, I'm just mobbed by the Hispanic folks. Because they're Americans and they smell BS. Now, the leftist Hispanics being brainwashed in campuses, you know, not so much. That's everybody doing there. But black folks, white people, you name it. But if I go to a university area or a upper middle class or rich white area, I'm going to a birthday party with one of my daughters and it's a mansion. And I'm pulling up and I'm in like a car will pull by in a Mercedes and go, F you, Alex Jones. And it's like a $150,000 Mercedes. And my girls are with me. This happened a few weeks ago. I don't say anything. I just go, say something like, you. And it's always some rich woman, some rich. And I'm not putting white people down, but let me tell you, the jerks are rich white people, okay? 80% of the Democrat, 80% of Congress, the money is Democrats. There's this idea that conservatives have the money. No, they don't. No, they don't. And I'm not doing class envy here. The middle class is mainly conservative, but the rich people, they game everything. They want government control. They're the jerks. And, man, you look at all these professors and everyone, 9 times out of 10, it's some weird, whack job, liberal white dude or woman up there preaching the opposite of Martin Luther King. Dr. McCam shot, please, if you're watching on TV. Here's Martin Luther King, MLK. Here is Hillary Rodham Clinton. She's over here with sexual and racial divide, and Martin Luther King's over here. Well, I'm right here. The left is over here. And it's a fact. You're not with Martin Luther King. And that's just a fact, so you better get used to that. So, Trump is going to win. You're going to win. Unless the fraud is of such a magnitude and they get into computers. But they caught them stealing, what was it? Oh, I always get it flipped. They caught Hillary stealing 5 states. And Homeland Security at the local level caught them trying to steal 6 others. They said Homeland Security computers are breaking into state computers in live time trying to flip votes. So here's the deal. The red wave is real. Trump is going to win. You're going to win. We're going to win unless the fraud is just off the charts. So don't worry. Even if they steal it, we have the hearts and minds. I've seen it. I go to Barton Creek Mall. I go to the Cheesecake Factory, and like 10 waiters come over, black, white, Hispanic, all loving me, wanting photos and autographs. And, oh, I heard the show last week. It was great. And then a Hispanic family buys me dinner. And I'm like, no, don't do it. Oh, no, we already did it. Stop it. And then I go outside, and it's all this. Then I see some deranged-looking white woman with a kid, looks like they're on Prozac. She's like, look at her. And it's like, you're 1 out of 100, lady. You're losing. I'm a public figure. I'm a bellwether. I can tell you. It's not conservatism. It's free market. It's people wanting to not be played off. People are sick of racism. They're sick of the left pushing it constantly. You'd have to be an idiot not to see what they're doing. It's backfired on you. So keep pushing. Keep pressuring people. Let's play a few minutes of Tucker Carlson, though, laying all this out. Whatever happened to guilty until proven innocent in the Soviet Union? We know that's a bad thing. We're innocent until proven guilty. Whatever happened to us waking up to that? Here it is.
Well, good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. Brett Kavanaugh just finished speaking with Martha McCallum. He pushed back pretty aggressively against attacks on his personal integrity and his decency, and he denied completely all of the sexual allegations against him. In doing that, he at times provided a level of information about his personal life that would have been unthinkable just days ago.
Through all these years that are in question, you were a virgin.
That's correct.
Never had sexual intercourse with anyone in high school?
Correct.
And through what years in college, since we're probing into your personal
life
here?
Many years, many years after. I'll leave it at that. Many years after.
Wow, not your conventional interview. He was asked repeatedly by Martha, again, about the accusations against him. His wife sat by him as he denied all of them.
I'm not going to let false accusations drive us out of this process, and we're looking for a fair process where I can be heard and defend my integrity, my lifelong record.
Nobody expected anything like this when that confirmation process started. We're going to have more from Martha's interview with Brett Kavanaugh, and his wife Martha herself will join us on the set a little bit later in the show to tell us what it was like in that room. But first, we typically open this hour by talking to someone we disagree with. We believe in straightforward debate on this show. Americans have been talking through their differences for more than 200 years, and it's worked pretty well. We think all of us reach wiser conclusions when both sides have their say, when everybody gets to talk, and we'll continue to do that. But tonight, we want to pause for a minute. We'll invite guests on later in the hour. First, though, it's worth considering what we've learned from the debate over Brett Kavanaugh's nomination to the Supreme Court. This feels like a turning point, something entirely new in the life of this country. We certainly had bitter and partisan debates over judicial nominations before, a lot of them. Robert Bork in 87, Clarence Thomas 4 years later, there are many others. Shortly after being reelected president in 1936, Franklin Roosevelt tried to take over the entire judicial branch of government, packing the court with extra Democrats so he could impose his program on Congress by force. Thankfully, FDR failed in that. But the point is, a lot of this is not new. Politics has always intruded on our justice system. Congress confirms the nominees, so it's inherently political, always has been. Yet some of this we have not seen before. It's entirely new. Never in our lifetimes have sitting members of Congress attacked our justice system as they now are. Lawmakers haven't mocked the idea of due process or called for the collective punishment of American citizens or declared that the burden of proof is on the accused rather than the accuser. All of that is happening right now in Washington and more. It's not just Brett Kavanaugh who's under assault. Elected officials have announced they no longer believe in our Western understanding of justice.
All right, we're going to hit pause. We're going to come back and play this with the Democrats saying, look, if a woman accuses you, you go to prison. No judge, no jury, you're just going to prison. I mean, this is a power grab. Meanwhile, the same Democrats support radical Islam, literally wholesale enslaving women. Third hour, gonna open the phones up as well. Stay with us. Spread the link.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.